As I mentioned, indeed, first time we organized political consultations with colleagues in foreign ministry, and topics been quite many. First of all, Malta is chairing OSCE, so it's actually saved the organization taking this chairmanship. First of all, to have an exchange on the OSCE activity. Secondly, the European Union. Now Armenia has a most intense relations with European Union. We even proclaim our European ambition and our interest. Hello. Good afternoon. No, absolutely. We've been a bit early, but I was telling the agenda of our visit, which was first political consultations, OSCE issues, but also European Union, and Malta is a strong supporter of deepening of our partnership. EU is, first of all, it's the major partner for transformation of our country, and since Georgia's candidate country, the new perspective of the region is now linked very much with EU, and we are interested to move things forward as much as possible this year still. So, of course, with colleagues, that was important topic. UN, Malta is member of UN Security Council. There are a number of issues, and other organizations like Council of Europe and some other regional initiatives. We went through different projects, how to activate bilateral tracks. We decided to create Economic Council. There are a number of directions, IT, tourism, pharmaceutical, energy-related issues which have been of interest, and we realize there is potential which could be used. Also to use a contribution from, we do not have big diaspora like in France, US, or Russia, but still there is a small community which could contribute to development of our bilateral relations. Of course, the proximities, it's starting with Tunisian time, until order of knights, the links with Armenia was historical. In cathedral, first thing we see in one of the inscriptions, it was written Armenia, we take a photos. So the links between Malta and Armenia, be it common history because of Ottoman Empire's time, be it Crusade period, be it antique time, links are so many, that's a treasure to have these historical interactions and to revive. Of course, global agenda was there, Ukraine, other issues, Gaza, unfortunately not many positive elements to go further. We went which agreements we could again finalize. One of IT will be ready soon to arrange the visits. Foreign Minister is coming in May as also chairmanship in office, but also as bilateral visit. Perhaps visit of Prime Minister, that's what we've also been trying to do. And of course, parliamentary dimension, we mentioned how important it is in different organizations. European Parliament, very attentive to our region. Parliamentary Assembly of Council of Europe, OEC Parliamentary Assembly, we hosted last year the plenary. Exchanges on this level could be activated. We also have an active chair of Foreign Affairs Committee. I think he would love to come to Malta, who wouldn't, but also would be very happy to host you on this or the other nice occasion. So that was the agenda of our visit. We also shared the challenges to our democracy. We increasingly think of most promising model in our region. In different ratings, fight with corruption, human rights improvement in different areas, women rights, anti-discrimination policies. We always try to make additional efforts, and Armenia is praised more and more. Actually, I would like to have some coffee, because after this all work, it was very relaxing. And the lunch was quite nice from the colleagues, which also making it challenging to continue the afternoon. So that's been the topic of today. And again, very happy for this opportunity to meet with you, to see what could we do to activate our parliamentary ties, desire from our side is indeed quite large, and we would spare no efforts to activate our parliamentary relations.
Thank you very much, Your Excellency Deputy Foreign Minister, Your Excellency Ambassador. It's obviously always a privilege to enhance the parliamentary dimension of our country, and I can assure you that this committee has always tried to adopt, although we have a bipartisan system in our House of Representatives, we always try to adopt quite a common, that we're always on a common wavelength with regards to our foreign policy. And even, I believe, with regards to Armenia, first of all, we wish, as you said, both as now as chairman of the Foreign and European Affairs Committee, but also as coming from the party, obviously supporting the government and in the House of Representatives, I believe that we can enhance a lot our trade relationships with regards to pharmaceuticals, IT, cooperation and tourism. I believe maybe air connectivity is an important pillar, because air connectivity brings, and as a former Minister for Tourism as well, I know how important it is to establish ties by facilitating travel routes. So those are lines of where we can enhance our trade relationships, which till this date, obviously due to a lot of reasons, we have a very good political relationship established, I believe, in 1993. But we need to obviously enhance the political dimension through more trade relations as well. And as you said, as you aptly said, there are very good areas where we can enhance the cooperation. We are very confident as well as a committee about the partnership, the enhanced partnership, the CPEA, I believe, with the European Union. I believe it provides very good parameters for your relationship with the European Union, and obviously in an indirect manner with all the member states of the Union, including Malta. So that will give Armenia as well a sort of a formal framework within which to work in order to enhance relationship and obviously bring rules and way of doing things more in line with the European dimension, which will help Armenia, I believe, anyway, in its perspective, both at European level and international, but as well it brings, as you said, the EU credentials of Armenia vis-à-vis the European Union. Then there is, as you very well said, the regional dimension as well of the Council of Europe, which is not to be underestimated, where obviously the emphasis is more with human rights, democracy, rule of law, which is very important as well, both for the Council of Europe and for the European Union. Then there is, obviously, the OSCE, wherein we are chairing at the moment. Our foreign minister is the chairperson, and obviously that provides, in my opinion, a sort of a wider dimension than the Council of Europe, but it is important. And as you said, Armenia is playing its role as well there. And then, obviously, in an international manner, the United Nations, which obviously will help even, I believe, Armenia in its international mission within the international community. Then there are the obvious challenges with regards to territorial integrity, with regards to normalization of certain processes, which obviously I will not delve in detail, but they are a big priority for Armenia and even for the region, for Europe, for the region. And I stress as well, I'm mentioning the South Caucasus, but obviously our priority as well from a European perspective is that there is more stability and more certainty and peace. But obviously Malta, we have a similar priority in the Mediterranean, which is sort of as well a political melting pot with different challenges for us as well. So I believe I scraped through, not discussed, because there is a lot to discuss. But I will leave the word to my colleagues who wishes to do an intervention with Dr. Befe Fenekadami.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I am Dr. Fenekadami. I come from the opposition party. I'm spokesperson for Foreign Affairs. Yes, welcome to this committee. I think I share a lot of what Mr. Chairman said about this matter. I think one of the areas where government and opposition converge is actually in terms of international relations with third countries, our relationship with the European Union, and our participation in the international fora and platforms, which we proudly occupy every now and then. Obviously, yes, I followed what you said and what the priorities of your country are. I reiterate that as a member of the Council of Europe today, there is a registered progress in terms of implementation and respect of fundamental human rights. I've been a member of the Council of Europe for a number of years, and I could firsthand witness the progress and the positive feedback and response we are getting from Armenia with regards to the safeguard of fundamental human rights. Obviously, the regional conflict very much dominates the Council of Europe where I attend on a regular basis. And obviously we witnessed the situation as it developed in last December when the preoccupation and the worries expressed by your country with regards to the possible influx of refugees either were forced or left the territory in question and returned back to their country. So I might be asking what is the situation with regards to the influx of and to the returned Armenians in the country, and what is the situation on the ground in that regard. Obviously, we believe that in such conflicts, and unfortunately the world is plagued with conflicts at the moment, from the Ukraine to the Middle East, and the differences which still exist in your region, which unfortunately take the back burner when certain bigger conflicts come to the fore. So I would like to ask what is the situation at the moment in terms of what in terms of the negotiations or a final settlement on the issue would be.
Thank you. Of course, that was, I mentioned the whole agenda, but of course the dominating topic was to inform colleagues in Foreign Ministry about the situation from our, at least, perspective. And since the ceasefire in November 2020, Armenia has been actively trying to engage in different formats to ensure peaceful settlement. The government went to the snap elections in 21 with one motto: establishment of peace in the region. And people voted predominantly after catastrophic results of the war in 2020. I don't remember another case when the government would still win. But because for these reasons, people been sick and tired of conflict, of consequences, and desire of people to finally establish peace was prevailing. And that's why we engage very actively, and especially last year with the U.S. mediation, we had two rounds of 1 week in Washington, and then second week in July, we almost accomplished a peace treaty, which is a simple treaty, basic principles of settlement, known formulas which exist in the U.N. Charter and OEC documents, then with EU mediation by Charles Michel, another aspect has been agreed. So we thought it's really close to conclusion, but then in September, and we believe it was more Russians' encouragement to Azerbaijan implemented military operation and Nagorno-Karabakh was ethnically cleansed after three millennia of living there. One would imagine Armenia then would stop peace negotiations. Nevertheless, still we decided to decouple these issues and still go ahead with the negotiations. In Granada, there have been the principles prepared, which major three principles, very simple. One is territorial integrity of all countries, both countries. Second one is borders in accordance with Almaty Declaration is the declaration when Soviet Union collapsed, administrative borders supposed to be state borders. And third one, its opening of communications. Azerbaijan want to have unimpeded access with its enclave Nakhichevan, and Armenia wants all borders to be open because it's blockaded since conflict started. So the idea was to have sovereignty under these transportation routes, but under sovereignty of each state, because Russia wanted to have its special forces stationed on this so-called corridor, as they call it. We don't want a corridor, we want a free arrangement like Kaliningrad or other possible transportation routes, but under Armenian sovereignty, same for Azerbaijan and other players. Each communication should be under control of the state. So this is simple principles. It's been agreed in Granada. Unfortunately, President of Azerbaijan and President of Turkey, they didn't arrive. Then there was a stalemate of negotiations. A situation, then they declared snap elections. Anyway, then Germany stepped in and there was a meeting in Berlin and before in Munich. So the negotiations been back to track. Now we try to exercise all possible efforts to reach the settlement, and on this position of European Union and its members is crucial. Position of government is clear. That should be done by all means. There is no other alternative but to establish a peace, and that's what we're trying to work constantly. We shared with Maltese colleagues what could be the possible assistance as chairmanship in office in capacity of UN Security Council member, EU member. I think have a good opportunity for this year to achieve the settlement, and the peace is the only thing which needed for that region. There is immense potential. From its energy, connectivity, transportation, historical ties. Our desire and objective to achieve peace as soon as possible, and our government spend no efforts to achieve it.
If you allow me, one of the biggest preoccupations is this conflict in Ukraine.
Yeah.
What way forward do you see in this as a country? What lines are you following, and what are the prospects of peace in this conflict?
That was also a topic to discuss. Of course, you know how much that dominates the whole environment, especially in our region. We are closer to the area of conflict. For us, it's additional sensitivities. We have a significant Armenian community in Ukraine and in Russia, and of course the worry about our compatriots, it's also a serious subject. Same time, we are very sensitive to all humanitarian consequences of the war, being ourselves victims of humanitarian hardship. We've always been calling for peace. We are not formally neutral country as Malta, but which we would be. That would probably help us. But our position is always guided of exclusion of use of force as a way of solving the issues, and attention to humanitarian aspects. Of course, respect for international norms. That's what small states like us mean united around. Of course, this issue has an impact on us, you know, economic and other aspects. And Armenia, because of its geographical location and traditional links with countries of the region, obviously suffers as a result of that. We had also an impact of some migrants, if not refugees, it's deferred the situation there. Yet we hope that the situation getting more complicated from humanitarian point of view, and really hope that there will be still a chance to finally conduct negotiations and to achieve a peace which badly needed.
Thank you.
MP Alex Borch as well joined us. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Your Excellency, and Your Excellency as well. You gave us a very good overview, and I mean, we as well, we asked the most important questions, obviously, about the region, about the South Caucasus, and as well about Europe, which are, I'm sure, a priority for you and a priority for MORF as well. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot again. Our colleagues from Parliament will definitely be in touch, and we would be happy to organize the additional visit to discuss it on parliamentary way. We'll be happy to host you on a nice occasion. And we are both democracies, and we're both parliamentary republics. We participate in number of joint actions like Summit for Democracy, one format, which one is happening this week. This time would be in South Korea, but it's more virtual one. Again, the common agenda could be elaborated, I think, very, very quickly. We have also a friendship group in our parliament, which also willing to do certain measures to activate the relations. Again, the cultural, historical proximity of the people, amazing. I always discover additional facts. And we believe Parliament has a big role here. So I'm also thankful to host us here. That was an important part of this visit, and we look forward to continue close cooperation.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We brought you also presents. For him, of course, you could share with
us.
So you can, Konya, and if you find a position and help.
ħaġa grazzi u nirringrazzja l-membri tal-Kumitat għal din l-awkoll li kellna ma' deputy for. Dawk hekk se nivverbalizzi. Għad-Deputy Minister tal-Affarijiet Barranin tal-Repubblika tal-Armenja, nirreferi għal minuti tal-Kumitat Permanenti dwar l-Affarijiet Barranin Ewropew, partikolarment tal-laqa bil-numru 24 u għand għaw il-minuti u d-dim il-membri u d-dim l-onorevoli tal-Kumitat u qed nitlob jekk nistgħu noħduhom. Bħala muqrija u jekk hux naqblu mal-kontenut tal-istess minuti jekk joġobkom. Nħodha lilkom il-membri tal-Kumitat qed jaqblu mal-minuti għandek kopja sur-segretarju iffirmata. Nistgħu mmorru mela għall-korrispondenza u qed nirreferi għall-ittra illi ġiet għal konjezzjoni ta' dal-Kumitat l-indbatet mill-ambasċata ta' l-Ukrajina fil-leda li għandha s-sede fil-Repubblika tal-Italja. Il-Kumitat qed jieħu konjezzjoni ta' dil-ittra, però ovvjament dil-ittra trid approfondiment bħala dibattitu mill-istess Kumitat. L-istess japplika l-ittra riċevuta lil dal-Kumitat minn Ġerusalem, mill-ambasċatur, segnatament mill-ambasċatur t'Iżrael Zef, l-Eċċellenza tiegħu Zef Boker, datata 7 Marzu tas-sena kurrenti, u l-istess dan il-Kumitat, il-Preżenti Kumitat Permanenti, irid li qed jieħu konjezzjoni tagħha u se jkun hemm iktar approfondiment u diskussjoni fih dan l-istess Kumitat. Immur għat-tielet u l-aħħar ittra li ġie ta' konjezzjoni ta' dan il-Kumitat li hija ittra datata 29 ta' frar ta' sena kurrenti mibgħuta mill-Ministru Ian Borch. Il-Kumitat fl-ewwel lok qed jieħu konjezzjoni ta' din l-ittra qed jirreferi għal punti 1 u 2 tal-istess ittra u jirringrazzja l-istess Ministru li dawn inbidlu anke fuq suġġerimenti milli sar mill-istess Kumitat meta saret presentation in konnessjoni ma' The Individual Tailored Partnership Program ITPP illi ser tidħol fih Malta u qed jaqbel ma' dawn l-emendi għaliex ovvjament kien l-istess Kumitat Permanenti li suġġerihom. Il-Kumitat qed jirreferi wkoll għall-aħħar paragrafu ta' din l-ittra u fil-waqt illi jifhem illi Malta ser tidħol f'dar programm li kien diġà d-durata tiegħu kienet diġà bdiet għal programm li jmiss li skont din l-ittra new program in period huwa jibda fl-2025 qed jitlob illi il-Gvern u l-Ministru iġiba konjezzjoni ta' dan ftehim fi żminutli u qabel ma jkun ser jiġi avvjat dan il-programm il-ġdid biex ovvjament ikun hemm l-iskrutinju opportun tal-Parlament Malti u ta' dan il-Kumitat Permanenti. Grazzi ħafna.